Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show, this is Bob. What the hell was that?
Just some advice from Jim Morris in there.
Was that shut up or
yeah.
What? You talking to me?
Yeah. Hey, Miles Tidal here, how you doing?
Oh my goodness, Miles. You know, I was watching that E! True Hollywood Story tonight.
Yeah, was it Three's Company?
No, it was Survivor.
Oh yeah?
And I was thinking, you know, they had all these things to say about that show,
yeah.
You know, and it's supposed to be like this real show and all this kind of crap.
Reality, yes.
Yeah, reality show.
Yes.
And, I mean, you know, it's heavily edited.
Right.
And they talked about that and how they portrayed people in a poorer light than maybe they were
right.
In reality, because they just put the parts where they were really, you know, being a bitch or something, being a dick.
Mm-hmm.
On there, and so, you know, I've been thinking about our show, and people have given us advice, maybe we should edit more and so forth like that. You know, I say fuck that.
All right.
I was watching this, and they hyped this thing as some kind of reality thing, and then you get to, why do they have an E! True Hollywood Story? I mean, wasn't it all pretty much out there? I realize it's edited, but,
right.
You know, I figured they edited the parts where they're going to take a crap, or they're eating a bunch of rice, all the boring stuff was edited
sure.
out. Well, you know, evidently not. Some of the good stuff was edited out as well, you know?
That's not right.
And so they totally steered the audience and were trying to manipulate everybody and so forth. Well, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. So I was just thinking about that tonight, and I thought, wow, that's
yeah.
pretty crappy, you know?
Yeah.
People, you know, people buy into this stuff because
oh yeah,
they don't know the process. And then
I'm watching Boot Camp right now, and I'm really into it. I'm just wondering if that's been edited a lot.
Oh, yeah, you know it has.
Because I am, like, so addicted to Boob Camp.
Yeah. Did you say Boob Camp? Is this some kind of X-rated tape that you get on a weekly basis or something?
Oh, there's a Boob Camp, too? Oh.
Boob Camp?
Yeah, Boob Camp. Nah,
Boob Camp, I think it's an NBC show. They're trying to catch up, you know. It's called Boob Camp, and it's all ex-TV sitcom stars with big boobs.
Oh, Linda Carter.
Yeah, Linda Carter.
Man, I could watch that. Oh, my God.
There you go. Jane Pauley's even on there.
That girl, that blonde that used to be on Too Close for Comfort.
Oh, you mean Jenny Lee Harris or whatever?
No. I don't
know. Not Suzanne Summers.
One of the daughters.
One of the daughters.
Yeah.
Oh, like the Landers twins or something?
No, you're throwing me off. I don't even know
what you're talking about.
Too Close.
So anyway.
Gee, Mr. Rush. You know, that one, that show?
Oh, you mean Too Close for Comfort.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I thought you said Three's Company.
No, man. I said Too Close for Comfort, dude.
That was like, I don't know who that chick was.
Anyway.
Jim J. Bullock?
Yeah, I'd like to
evidently
see him
had a switch or what?
Yeah, I'd like to see him topless. No, just kidding, of course. I don't want to offend Bob.
Jim J. Bullock.
Hey, you know what? Before we start, can I just throw something out there?
Sure. Anything more than you wanting to see Jim J. Bullock topless?
No, I don't really want to see him topless.
I would really like to touch his areola.
I don't want to touch his areola. I don't.
Jim J. You got a big areola.
Hey, listen. I want to put warning labels on videos.
Like what kind of warning label?
Like, don't attempt this at home.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, no nudity on this video.
No.
If you want nudity, don't rent this video.
No, I mean, like, music videos. Need warning labels. Like, don't attempt this at home.
Why, like, Jackass or something?
Sort of like that, but this is a music video. It features Christopher Walken.
Okay, I don't think I've seen this.
It's kind of a bizarre song. He's, like, dancing by himself in, like, this deserted hotel lobby.
He's not, like, tweaking Jim J. Bullock's areola.
No, just get off Jim J. Bullock, man. Get this fantasy going.
I thought maybe that's where you got the idea.
No, man. Christopher Walken, he's doing, like, this crazy dance, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so, anyway, the other morning I was trying to imitate this to show my wife, and I hit my knee on the sofa table, man. I thought I was going to see stars. I'm like, son of a bitch. You know?
Thank God you don't watch any Fred Astaire movies or Gene Kelly.
I know, man. So, 'cause, see, I was trying to attempt the dancing at home, and I got hurt.
Uncoordinated white people should not try this at home.
I know, man. So if you get a chance, see this Christopher Walken video. It's for a group called, I think, Fat Boy Slim.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think it's called Weapon of Choice or something.
Okay. Evidently, that's their weapon of choice, to give
but
people a dance.
But it's the most bizarre, surrealistic video I've seen.
In a long time, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I got a couple things. We'll get to them real quick. Got a lot of people writing to me through the site here.
Yeah.
The guys from Cheese Reels are writing. They liked the show last week. They thought it was really good. And also, this guy from a website I found called Obliviana.
Right.
And don't ask me how to spell that, but he was like begging me to say his website, so I just did. Obliviana.
Okay.
But he seems like a nice enough guy. He's from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Which it scares me a little bit because I've been watching too much Sopranos. But but no, he does an audio type site as well, Obliviana.com.
All right.
And put him in the links because he's linked to us. And so you might go check it out anyway. So what's going on?
I want to talk about something tonight.
Jim J. Bullock's Areola?
Yeah, I would, yeah, as a matter of fact. No, you're throwing me off tonight with this whole Jim J. Bullock thing. I want to talk about something my wife does that is driving me nuts.
Sex with other men?
No. No.
No?
No.
That doesn't drive you nuts?
No. We'll be going somewhere, right?
Yeah.
And we'll pull into a parking lot. And it never fails, somebody close to us has left their lights on.
Okay.
Now, my wife thinks it's a good idea to see if that person's car is open and turn off the lights for them.
Okay.
Now, this bothers me.
I think that sounds like a pretty good a Samaritan-type thing to do, if you ask me.
Yeah, see, I'm from the city, you know.
You think there's like a rattlesnake in there or a dog?
You don't do it. You're going to get like a bullet in your head or, you know, the crap knocked out of you. You don't do it, you know?
You think that they're going to come walking out and think that they're breaking into your car and kill you.
They're like, hey, dude, you're getting my change out of my ashtray or something, you know? I wouldn't do it. I tell her, don't do it. Just leave the lights on. It's that guy's fault. You know,
he has to pay the consequences.
Yeah.
He's got to pay the piper.
Right.
He's going to have a dead battery when he comes. What if it's like somebody's grandmother or something?
Then they can get a jump from somebody. I don't
know. Oh, sure. And then, you know, that person who's given the jump is really some kind of criminal and then takes all the change out of their ashtray. And
well, that would be a natural consequence then, I would imagine. But, you know, I don't know. Would your wife do that? I don't
think she would do it, but I might do it.
No, you wouldn't.
Maybe.
You wouldn't.
I'd look around. I'd make sure nobody was walking towards me.
I would be afraid to do it.
I think I've done it in the past.
Really?
Sure.
Not me.
You know, just pop and then shut the door and you're out of there.
Not me.
I think I've even locked the door.
Oh, man. Yeah, the guy left his keys in there.
Yeah,
too.
Probably. At least his battery wouldn't be dead.
Yeah, right. Well, your keys are locked in your car, but at least your battery is. Yeah. I don't know.
But no, I don't think it's a terrible thing.
Oh, I think it is.
Well, I mean, but have you ever encountered a situation where it's turned out bad?
No.
Oh, well then why do you think that?
Because I'm afraid like someone's going to have their car locked and have their alarm on or something. She's going to trip the alarm or something. And
well, then you walk away.
Yeah, then you run away. That's what I do. If people have feelings on this issue, they could please email the show.
Yeah.
Email the show. It's free. The email is, anyway.
But, I mean, like, is it at Walmart or something?
Just anywhere. It could be Walmart, the mall, you know, anywhere.
It's not like at nightclubs or any kind of seedy hotels or anything?
Well, what nightclubs or seedy hotels do I go to?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Tell me this.
Maybe I could totally see you and your wife get a night together sometime and go to some seedy hotel and watch porno movies and get it on and all that kind of stuff.
I don't know if... Yeah,
possibly go to a nightclub and do that Christopher Walken dance where there's more space.
I will never do the Christopher Walken dance again. Let me tell you, I've hurt myself so bad.
You'll take your autographed pictures of Jim J. Bullock's areolas with you.
Oh, God. You've got a thing for Jim J. Bullock.
I don't either.
I don't know what has brought this on.
Mr. Raj! Oh!
Gee, Mr. Raj.
What was his name?
Monroe, you idiot.
Monroe! One of the greatest actors of his time that was never credited, Ted Knight.
Ted Knight, man. The late, great Ted Knight. You have Ted Knight in your pants. Let me tell you.
You!
That Ted Knight getting excited?
Yeah, that was God. Judge Smales,
yeah.
I was watching, oddly enough, I was watching that with my daughter, I think, last weekend.
Oh, God.
We happened to be finished watching some Sesame Street video, and I was rewinding it, and it happened to be on. I'm like, hey, let's watch this.
Oh.
It's funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of the great outdoors.
Okay.
I was drugged to a picnic or what, a barbecue or some kind of outing.
You didn't see any more genitalia.
No, I didn't.
Jeez, that was last week.
I saw no one else's genitalia but my own for the last week.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Male genitalia.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was drugged to this office-type barbecue.
Yeah.
And it wasn't my office, which I probably would have to be drugged to one of my office-type barbecues anyway as well. And we get there, you know, and everybody's uncomfortable. It was kind of a, without going into tremendous detail, a cheer-you-up party because evidently, you know, business is kind of down and they've had to let go of a few people, if you know what I mean.
Did they have Jim J. Bullock there to entertain? No.
Yeah, he was doing clown, he was doing little balloon animals.
Yeah.
Look!
Yeah.
A penis!
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So her boss invited everybody over, and so we're there, and it's pretty much, you know, everybody's kind of gloomy because of all this crap that's going down.
Can I interrupt? Is it at someone's house or like at a park? Or
at a house.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's not really the feel-good party of the year.
Yeah.
And we get there, and I don't drink, and I think we've discussed this before, but I don't drink alcohol very often, and...
Yeah.
And we both don't drink, and it's just a matter of, I don't know, just don't do it anymore. And so this guy's like, you know, always offering up drinks and everything. Hey, you want some? You know, trying to I guess get everybody drunk so they wouldn't be so depressed about the circumstances.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. And so then I finally give in and going to have a soda. And he's got 2 2-liters is all he's got. Right, it's a Diet Coke and 7-Up.
Yeah.
And, it is just pitiful.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, please, Diet Coke and 7-Up. I was like wanting, you know, more of a choice. I was, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, well, I'll take, I hate diet soda because it just tastes like crap. I don't know why people drink it. I mean, you might as well, you know, just have a mouthful of aspirin and pour some carbonated water on it or something.
Yeah.
And so I drink the 7-Up, you know. And
yeah.
It's hot. It's hot outside.
Oh, so you couldn't spring for ice either, right?
Well, there was ice, but it was obviously out of the ice tray. It wasn't like a bag of ice that you go buy, you know.
The soda had sent him back, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. So then he's barbecuing over there.
Yeah.
And it smells pretty good. And so, you know, I'm kind of high. I didn't eat. I was supposed to eat there. He's got, like, chips and salsa, but I don't, you know, I'm not a big salsa eater. I didn't really want any chips. And so then my kid comes up, and she wants some chips, so we're feeding her chips. And the bowl gets empty, and, like, that's all the chips.
Oh, no.
There's no more chips.
Oh, God.
And, I mean, there's, like, 8 people or 10 people. I don't even know at this point. You know, there's a lot of kids and so forth. And
yeah.
So, I mean... You know, the kids aren't going to be drinking Budweiser and Smirnoff.
Yeah.
At least I hope not.
Wait, there's plenty of beer, right?
There seemed to be a lot of beer.
But nothing else.
You know, and I realize that I eat like a child. And and I make no bones about everybody else knowing that I eat like a child.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just want a hamburger and some chips and a Coke, some carbonated caffeinated beverage.
Yeah.
Could have been RC. It could have been like... Schnucks brand cola, cheapy
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Aldi. I mean, it could have just said cola. I don't care.
Were you supposed to bring something to pass or something?
No, there was not supposed to bring. Bring yourself.
Oh God.
And so you know, and there was even my wife kind of tried to get out of it by saying, well, you know, we all can't find a babysitter. Oh no, bring your kid too. Okay.
Oh, no.
You know, what's the kid? We don't. We brought actually her beverage with her because we don't let her drink soda yet.
Yeah.
And so she had all the stuff she needed. So all she wanted to eat was chips, and then of course she ate them all, and then there's no more chips. And so then I get the hamburger, and I kind of wait. I get, you know, my wife goes over, we had chicken, we had hamburger.
Right.
And I get my hamburger, and I'm kind of waiting because there's no buns. And then I wait about, you know, 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I think somebody's going to get buns or something,
yeah.
Hamburger buns.
Yeah.
And then I come to realize, no, the buns are over there. They're all hot dog buns. And so I had cut my hamburger in half, put it on a hot dog, two hot dog buns.
Yeah.
So basically, I didn't even eat all that. I was
yeah.
like just so put off at this point. And then the hamburger was those kinds you get like frozen in the big box.
Oh, my God.
Which isn't too bad, but I mean, you
yeah.
know, it was perfectly round, which
yeah.
is amazing if you ever make hamburgers to make them perfectly round.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can pretty much just see the frozen frostbite marks on it still.
Oh, no.
From being in the big box of meat that you buy for, you know, a quarter of a pound or something.
Yeah.
And they had some E. coli thing, and so I'm really worried about that at this point. So then, you know, I ate like half a hamburger on a hot dog bun. My daughter wanted some of it, so I gave some to her. Because, I mean, you know, it was like she could have a bratwurst,
yeah.
which isn't really good for kids, some chicken, which she did eat, and then this hamburger on a hot dog bun.
Right.
And so then the mosquitoes started biting, and we're passing around this like 50-cent bottle of trial size mosquito repellent, you know. We're all getting bit up, and you
oh
know,
my God.
It's just oh my! It's like the cheapest party I've ever been to. And so then afterwards, I'm talking to my wife in the car after we finally leave. The next thing, I won't skip ahead too far. The next thing, when we go inside because the mosquitoes are biting so bad. No air conditioning.
Oh, no.
So then I feel like I'm in, like, you know, Tuscany or some, you know, far-off foreign place with no screens in the windows and
no food.
Chickens running everywhere.
Yeah.
Because it's so hot, so god-awful hot inside now because you got 10 people crowded into a room. I'm sitting on the stairs.
Like Pakistan or something.
Yeah, just whatever third world country you want to be in.
Well,
you know?
There's no food, right?
Yeah, no food.
No air
conditioning. No food, no soda. I mean, I could have drank water, I suppose.
You should have.
Well, you know, I was like, screw it. I'm just going to wait till I get home and then load up.
You'd probably start drinking your own urine or something.
Yeah, probably. I felt like Survivor, no.
Yeah.
So anyway, we finally leave there, and I'm telling my wife, I'm like, you know, what the... This guy is so... He's trying to, like, make everybody happy. And I added it up in my head. Even at, like, a high-priced store, right? A name-brand
yeah.
store, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
$5 would have got him another 2 liter and some buns.
Oh, my God. You could go to, like... I mean, I'm not, you know, pitching anything. We go to, like, the Hellmart or something, you know?
Right.
They have, like, cheap pop for, like, 58 cents or something.
Yeah, you could get, like, 4 2-liters and some buns.
Jesus.
And a bag of ice and still not even blow $5. And I was thinking, you know, this guy, he doesn't give a rat's.
I'm thinking he like went to like a gas station convenience store where everything's like $5 or something.
Oh, shit, I got a party tonight.
Yeah.
Thank God I'm an alcoholic with all this beer.
Well, maybe if I buy a lot of beer, no one will notice that there's no food or something.
Yeah, well, see, but none of these people, they wanted a drink there. And,
yeah.
But the weird thing was that at first when I got there, I looked around and it was like a television look-alike celebrity thing because one dude looked just like Fez from That 70s Show.
No.
And he was Spanish, and so he kind of talked like him too. And then there was another dude who looked like Mike Mills from R.E.M. So I was like really enamored with them guys, but I didn't, you know, I'm like,
yeah.
hey, wow, you know. I didn't want to say it because I thought it was a put-down, you know.
Right, you were probably really turned down with the Jim J. Bullock look like.
Yeah. But I couldn't believe it. I wouldn't even spring for $5 for an extra 2 liter and some buns and bag of chips or something.
Why didn't you just sneak out, go find a store, and just come back and say, listen, you know, I'm doing the right thing here. I'm bringing some food and drink to the party.
Well, the thing would be, by the time I would have got back, everybody would have left because we all left before I got. It was only like, I don't know, 9:30 or something. Everybody was gone.
My God.
Yeah, it was lame.
So did you feel cheered up after you left?
I felt a lot better getting an air-conditioned car and getting home to a Coca-Cola. Yes, I did. And then a handful of chips.
Jeez.
Cheap bastards.